Hello, and welcome to Animal Chiropractic Clinic Chatter, a podcast where Dr. O, from All Creatures Every Spine, interviews doctors and animal owners that utilize animal chiropractic to get their unique perspectives. Yes, it's really a thing. Dr. O utilizes his 30 years of experience as both an animal chiropractor and veterinarian, and to dig deep into the discussion of complex issues affecting the lives of your animal friends and companions. Join us for this educational episode. Thanks for joining us for this portion of the episode as Dr. O begins to answer the question, what is animal chiropractic? He will look at how the chiropractic adjustment is a valuable and viable treatment for what ails your animals.
So what is animal chiropractic? We have people ask that all the time. Animal chiropractic is geared at removing nervous system interference. Animal chiropractors are the only people that do that. We identify problems in the nervous system. We identify places where there's this impingement in flow, like a frozen water pipe, or any other thing that might cause, flow problems. It could be a traffic flow problem. We're having some road construction right now. So when the guy flips his sign around, he removes the interference and everybody's able to go to town, go where they want to go. But when your sign is interfering with movement, nothing happens. And that's kind of the way animal chiropractic is. What's your diagnosis, doctor? My diagnosis is vertebral subluxation. That can result in a lot of other things. It can result in GI problems. It can result in symptoms that look like a lot of other diseases. It can be neurological diseases, like wobblers, like degenerative myelopathy. They can be diseases that we have testing for. It can mimic pancreatitis. It can mimic GI problems. It can mimic reproductive problems. Can't tell you how many people have told me that, they were having trouble having babies themselves and they went to the chiropractor for a car accident and all of a sudden, she's pregnant. And it was great. We know that in dairy cows, adjusting the sacrum increases conception rate. We know that, baby chickens are more vigorous if they're adjusted. Birth is traumatic for every living species. It has to be. How many horses and dogs that are full grown can get into a birthing position? Pretty tough. It's a strain on their neck, puts a strain on their shoulders, full range of motion. There's a lot of dogs that can do one leg and then the other, but to do them both together, that's pretty tough. And extend that head. And what about your horse? Even when they go over jumps, they very seldom get stretched all the way out. So trauma, then thoughts cause subluxations. What are some thoughts? Well, anything that causes stress in your animal, and we look at things like the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. Is it balanced? And the sympathetic nervous system is the one that causes you to fight and flight, fight or run. And then the parasympathetic nervous system is the one that allows you to learn and digest food and do all kinds of cool stuff in a relaxed manner. So, if that's imbalanced, is your digestion proper? Because your parasympathetic nervous system can't relax and do it. Are you able to learn? Or do you have problems like ADD, learning disabilities? Or, oh my gosh, this horse just can't learn. This dog forgets everything they teach it. Maybe that's just chiropractic subluxation, a problem between the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. Some kind of a blockage in there. It's not allowing them to be at the utmost. So an animal chiropractor is going to go in, he's going to remove these vertebral subluxations, these blockages that were caused by thoughts, traumas, and toxins that interfered with the nervous system and is causing your animal to not have optimal function. What's optimal function? For some people, getting up on the couch, getting off the couch, not urinating or pooping in the house, eating appropriately. For some people, that's an appropriate behavior for a dog. But I've got clients that, you know, they compete with their dogs. They run. They run marathons with their dog beside them. They go bike riding. They compete in sports. And the dogs love these sports. And they compete. They protect themselves. They protect their owner. And the human-animal bond is great, whether your animal is a couch potato, and that's his job, to keep your feet warm while you watch the TV at night, or, you know, to compete with you and to help you travel all over the world and do fun things. Whichever it is, animal chiropractic will help remove the nervous system interferences and allow your animal to compete at an optimal level.
Make sure to visit our website, allcreatureseveryspine.com, where you can subscribe to the show and learn more about getting your animals adjusted. If you're in the Meridian, Texas area, drop in on a Tuesday afternoon to get your animals adjusted. If that isn't possible, schedule a consultation on your animal's health with Dr. O. You can also purchase a copy of Dr. O's book, Yes, It's Really a Thing.
Helping others experience an abundant life with the gift, art, and blessing that is animal chiropractic is our sole mission at ACES. It's what we do. It's what we love. It truly is what keeps us motivated to help people just like you. I truly love the art of chiropractic. It drives me to providing the highest level of chiropractic possible. And as fellow chiropractic business owners, it's that love that drives us to become better. However, the reality is that sometimes running a successful business can be challenging. Sometimes there can be obstacles to overcome, right? Yeah, we all know the old saying, if it were easy, everyone would do it. Well, one thing that is really easy is marketing our clinic with a professional animal chiropractic website by the Chiro website pro, Tony Seymour. He's a professional web designer, and his team at the Chiro Website Pro take good care of us. They simply make marketing our practice 100% hassle-free. If you're looking for the number one hands-free way to market your practice, give the Chiro Website Pro a call at 423-779-4630 or simply visit www.chirowebsitepro.com. And make sure you ask them about the special ACES discount. And let them know Dr. O sent you. You'll be glad. You did.
Join us as Dr. O interviews a certified chiropractor, veterinarian, or an animal owner. These enthusiastic people explain how they utilize animal chiropractic to alter the lives of the animals in their communities.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another session of Animal Chiropractic Clinic Chatter. I'm Dr. O. And today I'm here with Dr. Michael Garman. Hey, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, sir?
Sure. I've been a chiropractor for, it'll be 21 years in August. I practice with my wife. She was a chiropractor a year longer than me. So while she was in chiropractic school, I would go to philosophy meetings against my will. I'm like, you go to school all day, and now you're dragging me to these meetings in the evenings. So I was the guy in the back with my arms folded, just sitting there. But some of it sank in, I guess. I got to listening, and I'd had severe allergies for many years. And, you know, I couldn't even have, 20 years ago, I couldn't have done all those modules with those horses. I was allergic to horse dander. I would have got hives and rashes from top to bottom. So I got to listening, and I said, well, will that help with allergies? It's an immune system, nervous system. So I got myself under care, and, you know, I had a degree in ag economics, and I was started a job and was doing my thing, and then just decided to stop and redirect and went to chiropractic school.
Well, good. All right. So,
for 20 years, I've been practicing. Go ahead.
Why did you decide to add animals?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So my original degree in undergrad was pre-vet. So I grew up on a cow-calf operation and was around animals all the time. And that was my original focus, was I want to help animals. So got into the middle of the pre-vet thing and got into all the organic chemistry and all that, and decided I didn't like science. So I switched to my major to agricultural economics and got a degree, got a job. And so I was practicing, and gosh, it's probably been about 5 or 6 years ago. You go to the continuing education for chiropractic, and these animal chiropractors pull up in their dually trucks with their clinic name plastered all over the side. And I'm like, huh, that's interesting. But then I would, dummy me, just kind of put it on the side burner. And then, oh gosh, probably about 3 years ago, I called Dr. Amy and just asked her some questions. She got me even more interested. And then I finally pulled the trigger. I started January of last year.
Yep. Okay. And how has animal chiropractic affected your life?
Oh my goodness. I have so much fun. We have different color-coded appointments, and I just light up like a Christmas tree when I see that those animals on the schedule. And it just gives me more energy. You know, you kind of get in ruts. You know, you're doing the same thing, or you try to avoid them, and you try to do whatever you can to get out of those, but you just inevitably fall into them sometimes. And I just love the energy it's brought back to our overall practice, and just everybody's having a whole lot of fun. The team members love having the animals come in, and they love on them, and primarily dogs, a few cats, but primarily dogs. And they get to, like, when a lot of our actual patients that started bringing the dogs in. So while I'm checking the patients, our team members get to play with the dogs. So it's a lot of fun. Yeah. Tons of energy and fun that's come back. So
cool. All right. What's your biggest win with animal chiropractic?
Okay, so this is her name is Sadie. She's a 9-year-old Schnauzer mix. And I got her notes pulled up here because I wanted to make sure I remembered everything right. So let's see. Last February, she jumped off the couch, landed funny on her back leg, and started carrying her right leg up. And the owners were like, well, it'll resolve itself and give it a month or so. It didn't ever resolve, so they went into the vet, and then she had patellar luxation. So they had the surgery, and how long the recovery is from that.
Right.
It went way past that point, and she was still holding her leg up. So she asked me, she's a patient of ours, could chiropractic help that? And then this was back in like April when I just had first module, I think. I hadn't quite, maybe I was just finished the second. I wanted to tell her yes, but I wanted to set her expectations properly. So I felt like I did that. I said, it will help, but it's not going to be like pushing a button and the leg is going to be fine. And so she started in August. So she molded over a while before she brought her in. And for the first two, like on the 14th of August, first visit, 19th, no change. And then on the 24th is starting to put some weight on the leg.
So three visits.
Yeah. And then she kept coming in better and better and better. And then this is kind of ironic. I did the third final module where you go over extremities in October 2nd or 3rd, whatever it was. Her next visit was right after that. And so I had learned in that you put them in a crate right after their adjustments. And that's when the level of improvement went off the chart. And we started having her walk up a slight incline, gathering strength back in that leg. And as of October 30th, is walking, no problem. She's putting weight on it. It's just when she trots, she's still lifting it a little bit. And then as of the 28th, which was her last visit, she's coming in, I think tomorrow. She's even trotting and running with complete no problems. And the real win here is on that visit, I said, okay, this problem is gone, but we need to come on a consistent basis so that we can maintain this. And she's on board. She's coming every 4 weeks.
Cool. All so right.
That's kind of one of the wins. There's others, but that's the one that jumped out at me when you asked the question.
And so, I mean, there's a lot of wins, and you know, and it's not all wins. I'm sure you have a few, that don't. And anyway, what do you wish all your owners that of animals that aren't seeing you, or even all the animals, the owners that are seeing you, what do you wish they knew about animal chiropractic?
I wish they knew that it's not all about just correcting a problem that you outwardly are seeing, that it's maintaining a proper function, and it's almost like a lifestyle. Like you have their nails clipped every so often, you have them groomed so they don't mat up every so often, you get their spine adjusted every so often so it maintains the nervous system, so that their quality of life and motion, and because a lot of our elderly dogs that we see, the owners report, hey, they're playing again. They haven't played in a long time, and now they're playing. So that quality of life with you and the dog are better when you get regular chiropractic care.
That's correct. Yes. All right. What do you wish, like all the vets and chiropractors that aren't doing animals in your area, that aren't certified, what do you wish they knew about animal chiropractic?
As far as what they,
what like they the knew, what, the chiropractors that aren't doing, that aren't certified, what do you wish they knew about animal chiropractic?
As far as if they, to do it themselves or?
Either to do it themselves or refer, either one.
Yeah. Again, it's kind of the same thing as with the owners, and that, sure, if there's lameness or they can't turn their head, yeah, those are obvious ones. But more overall function, mobility, that you don't want to wait till a problem is real severe before you refer.
Right.
And then if you have any interest in animals at all, just get certified yourself. We need more. There's tons of animals out there.
There are. Yeah. Would you care if somebody set up an animal chiropractic shop across the road from you?
I would not.
No, it's good for business, isn't it?
Yep. We'd have lunch probably every other week or so and just chat about our cases.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why we have doctor's rounds, you know, so we can chat and talk about cases. All right. Anything that you would like to tell people about animal chiropractic?
Boy.
A little bit about philosophy at the beginning. How does
One of the things I notice, because I'm a human and an animal chiropractor, animals respond faster. And my opinion is that they don't have that. Their brain doesn't get in the way. And I mean that they don't overthink things. They're closer to innate, that innate healing capacity within them is there, ready to be unleashed. You just got to remove those obstructions, and they respond, from my experience so far, so much faster than humans do.
Yeah,
they do. Because they don't have that mental block of, is this really going to work? You know, people get in their mindset, whatever their thinking is, and that affects their healing process. Well, animals don't have that.
Yeah, that's correct. We just have to stay out of their way.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, hey, so what's one of the problems you're having? You mentioned something about your initial exam.
Yeah, just it's, you know, like with humans, I mean, I've done it for so long. It's just, I just boom, boom, boom. I do it real quick. And I think it's just building muscle memory and doing the animal exam, just doing it more to get, I'm thinking and doing it instead of just doing it. You know what I mean?
Well, remember you can, remember you can do some of that with your eyes.
Yeah.
As that animal walks in your exam room and jumps on the adjusting bale, okay, watch how those feet land. You know, do they land appropriately? Do they land inappropriately? If all, you know, if that dog is on the ground and then boom, on the bale, standing appropriately, how does it work? You know, how's proprioception? If the dog gets the front end up and then drags the back end up, we have probably a restricted range of motion in the back end. So we can check that. Talk to the owner, say, hey, look, man, there's a restricted range of motion. We're having trouble getting up. All right. Have you noticed similar things at home? Okay. Then you can check your range of motion. You can check your proprioception. Show it to them, adjust the dog, have the dog get off the bale, have the dog jump back up on the bale. Wow, look how much easier that was.
Okay, perfect.
And so start to use your other senses to check some of our neurology. You know, as that dog's walking in the room, do you hear a foot drag?
Yeah.
All right. If you hear a foot drag, then you know we have proprioception problems in at least one limb. Now we got to figure out which one it is.
Okay.
If you don't hear that foot drag, you know, maybe not as important.
Gotcha. Okay. So you can already know what you're going to check for as your exam, as you're watching them come in.
Yeah. Yeah. As you interact with the dog, you know. Hey, Fido, how you doing? Fido, I'm over here. We either have vision problems or hearing problems, you know? All right? Okay? So those are the kind of things that you can start to formulate, you know, when you reach down and pet the dog, right? Run your hands across the top of the dog's head, correct? Out of those muscles of mastication that are on top of the dog's head, are those even or uneven? If they're even, what are the chances that we have a lateral TMJ? Not very good. All right. So just boom, right there. All right. And we've already checked the cranial nerve. Right. So, all right. So every motion that we do with the dog, you know, when I come in your office, you say, how you doing, doc? You watch how my hand extends. Then we shake hands, right? Okay. How's my grip? Those things you're checking, right?
Yeah.
And if I, you know, if my arm, try to get it where you see it, but if my arm comes up kind of slow at the end or jerkily, and then, you know, we grab hands and I'm like wet noodle. Okay. You're making some decisions on what kind of nervous system check you need to do before you adjust me.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So start to notice some of those things with your animals. And at first you're still going to be checking them all, but then all of a sudden you're going to be like, oh, I don't need to check that in this dog because boom, it's normal.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
All right. So I think that'll help.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
You don't have to do every exam on every animal.
No. Well, because you don't on every person.
No, definitely not.
You know? And you know, so yeah, just kind of start to streamline and you'll figure out what's important and, you know.
Perfect.
And awesome. Here again, you get that dog shake. You put the dog off the table, you get a shake. That tells you you got all the primers. Does it matter if you missed the secondary? Probably not. It's probably going to take care of itself.
Gotcha.
So, you know, here's an interesting tidbit. I've been doing a my chiropractor. We were talking one day, and I thought, you know, there's a lot of times where I just adjust the apples. I wonder if that works in people. I know hole in one. So for the last 3 months, we've had a deal where I go in, I lay down, keep assesses my spine. He checks it. He writes down what is subluxated. Then he adjusts my atlas. And then I get up and walk around while he adjusts Dr. Amy and Robert and whoever else. And then when we're all done, I get back on the table and he checks me. And probably half the time, everything else is corrected itself.
That's what we notice. Yeah.
And then there's been a couple times like where I had a rib that needed to be adjusted or my pelvis was out, you know, of alignment. And I can tell you that the day that, like last week, I poured 4,000 pounds of concrete, bag concrete.
Oh, okay, gee.
On Tuesday, all right.
Oh, my goodness.
My pelvis was out and needed
to be adjusted
on Wednesday.
Oh, man.
So, you know, we had an unusual activity. So,
right.
And he asked, he said, man, this is really out. What'd you do? I said, well, this is what I did. Well, that explains it. All right. Do I need an x-ray? No, probably not. You know, because it explains it. Now, that's the same thing in your dogs. Once you see these unusual chiropractic problems or issues, you know, and they're not resolving, then maybe we need to do x-rays. Maybe we need to do some other stuff. Kind of like what you said, where you started to do, you know, the cage after the adjustment. You started to have walk uphill, started to do some rehab, and it started to work.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right.
And it seems like it's that Atlas Superior, right? Is that the most common?
Yep.
I'm seeing that a lot.
Well, and from a neurological standpoint, the nerves from the GI tract come in on the right. Inflammation happens in the gut pretty commonly because we don't necessarily feed a diet that is low in trans fatty acids, that, you know, sixes and nines. So we have a tendency, even if it's good on the label, we cook it to 360 degrees. So that makes it inflammatory.
Right.
So we have gut inflammation, irritates the nerves on the right side of the body, travels up, irritates that atlas on the right side. Yeah. And it causes, you know, there's 10 reasons it's the atlas. So I'm glad that you brought that up because, you know, one of our segments after this, every podcast is why it's the atlas. So it's pretty common to have an atlas subluxation, just like in people. And the most common one is, well, thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate it.
And we'll look forward to hearing from you again.
You bet.
Have a great day.
All right. Take care.
If you are or know a veterinarian or chiropractor, or a student of either of these professions, visit our website, Animal Chiropractic Education Source, to see how to become certified in animal chiropractic. Start improving the lives of the animals around you.
Hey, just a quick reminder, we have several events coming up soon. We have the Advanced Atlas Adjusting for Dogs coming up in March. We have the Advanced Atlas Adjusting for Horses coming up this summer. And then, of course, we have our Food Animal coming up in the fall. So go to the website, www.animalchiropracticeducation.com. Take a look, find those things, sign up. If you're not already certified, then you want to take Animal Chiropractic 101. That starts the day you sign up. You can become certified if you're a veterinarian or a chiropractor. You can become certified in as little as a couple months. So go ahead, take a look at the website, and thanks for tuning in.
Welcome to Dr. O's Opus of Animal Chiropractic. Chiropractic consists of three parts: the art, the science, and the philosophy. This last segment of today's podcast is loaded with the philosophy and principles of animal chiropractic.
So, after listening to, you know, Dr. Mike and some of the other doctors that we've had on the podcast before, you know, it almost seems like chiropractic is a miracle, and I've been told by several people that, you know, we should expect miracles when we do animal chiropractic, but not really. Chiropractic isn't about miracles. It just is, because chiropractic is science-based. It's very, very beginning science-based. It's about allowing the nervous system to do its job. That's all chiropractic does. You know, we allow the nervous system to do its job. So the brain controls every function in the body. It controls breathing, heart rate, everything. You know, you're sitting there listening to this right now, and you're not having to think about keeping your heart beating or breathing or, you know, all those important things that are going on. Digesting the breakfast or lunch that you ate earlier today. You know, that stuff's all happening. And you don't have to think about it. And that's the great thing about the human body and the animal body, is that it comes with the innate intelligence. Nobody has to read the instruction manuals. It just is. That is what the body does. What chiropractic does is allows the control system, the mastermind of the body, to do its job like it's supposed to, in the most efficient way. So, chiropractic, we remove nervous system interferences. We allow the body, the nervous system, the brain, to talk to the peripheral nerves, are the ones that make the toes tingle. The reason your dog has a lick granuloma, because he has a little tingle he licked. The reason he's dragging a leg. The reason your horse is a little bit, you know, lame, but not lame enough to show up on x-ray. All those things are chiropractic. Chiropractic really works well when we allow it to, you know, not when we think and look for miracles. Because that's not the job of the animal chiropractor. The job of the animal chiropractor is to remove nervous system interferences and allow the animal's body to take care of itself, to perform at optimal levels. So above, down, inside out, remove nervous system interferences and allow the body to deal with change and adapt to changes the way it was meant to. Have a great day. Until next time, this is Dr. O's Opus.
Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the ACES channels so that you never miss an exciting episode.